pastures. He bent down and waited. Ralph, cradling the conch, rocked himself to and fro. "Don't you understand, Piggy? The things we did..." "He may still be..." "No. Perhaps he was only pretending..." Piggy's voice trailed off at the sight of Ralph's face. "You were outside, outside the circle. You never really came in. Didn't you see what they did?"
There was loathing, and at the same time, a kind of feverish excitement in his voice.
"Didn't you see, Piggy?"
"Not all that well. I only got one eye now. You ought to know that, Ralph."
Ralph continued to rock to and fro.
"It was an accident," said Piggy suddenly. "That's what it was, an accident."
His voice shrilled again.
"Coming in the dark, he had no business crawling like that out of the dark. He was batty. He asked for it."
He gesticulated widely again.
"It was an accident."
"You didn't see what they did."
"Look, Ralph, we got to forget this. We can't do no good thinking about it, see?"
"I'm frightened. Of us. I want to go home. Oh, God, I want to go home."
"It was an accident," said Piggy stubbornly, "and that's that."
He touched Ralph's bare shoulder, and Ralph shuddered at the human contact.
"And look, Ralph."
Piggy glanced round quickly, then leaned close. "Don't let on we was in that dance, not to Sam and Eric."
"But we were, all of us."
Piggy shook his head.
"Not us till last. They never noticed in the dark. Anyway, you said I was only on the outside."
"So was I," muttered Ralph. "I was on the outside, too." Piggy nodded eagerly.